This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, it's flooding here. We've got the best weather money can buy, literally. It's raining, flooding. We get violent weather extremes. California has had lots and lots of snow. Roofs have collapsed. The governor declared an emergency in over 10 counties in California. And, Bert, what's up?
Hey, well, actually, we have good weather today and a little more rain, though, this month. Vince, have you heard anything on the balloon? Because looks like they stopped shooting them down, which is, you know, it's kind of interesting, Vince, because we let the Chinese sail that spy balloon all the way across our country through military installations, Nike bases, Minuteman bases, Fennelly Farm, all the way to the ocean, and finally shot it down. Everybody freaks out that the military is not doing anything, so the government overreacts and starts shooting down high school science projects. And it's crazy the way the government can't do anything correctly. And Vince, it kind of reminds me of the economy. We printed money like drunken sailors 2 or 3 years ago during COVID. We gave out free money for all kinds of things. Don't come to work, free money.
Wait. Did you say drunken sailors?
Well, I said probably worse.
I think,
you know, we're probably giving drunken sailors a bad name.
Well, okay. First of all, I think that I'd like to challenge that, because drunken sailors use their own money, their own funds.
I've seen one or two that might have used somebody else's money, Vince. But we'll leave that for our scallywag story class. But Vince, my point is, then the government overreacts the other direction. So they created inflation by pumping all that endless money into the economy. And Vince, we learned in Economics 101 that would cause inflation, and they denied it was going to happen. Then when inflation occurred, oh, it's transitory. Remember that? I mean, these guys are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Oh, inflation's just a blip. It's transitory. So then they finally overreact again, just like shooting down all the balloons. They're raising interest rates to crazy levels, thinking that will stop inflation, and it plays a part, but it's not the only part. We got to correct supply chain problems. We got to stop the huge federal deficits. We got to stop giving people money for not working. We have to encourage the productive parts of the economy to thrive. So they're overreacting, I believe, in the opposite way, because, you know, they don't know what to do. Every thing they can do, it's just they feel like, oh, just raise interest rates. It's like a hammer and everything else is a nail. But really, Vince, they should just stop spending. Well, Vince, what do you need the government for at your farm, other than maybe roads and, you know, fire department? Do we really need the government for anything else?
Well,
you know, national defense.
We don't have a fire department that is government-based. In our hamlet, our volunteer fire department is just that. And if you would like to contribute to their operation, you may. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. You can contribute time, effort, funds to the volunteers. You can help them put out fires. Or you can say, the heck with them, I don't want anything to do with them. So, yeah, you know, it's totally up to you. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
In terms of the balloon, had I shot that down? I mean, had it flown over within range of a projectile that I might or might not have, I probably would have tried to take it down, considering it a threat to life here at the farm. Life of the animals and my family's life, because this thing was huge, something the size of a bus flying, or multiple buses flying over the farm with solar panels. Who knows what that thing is? And we can't trust the government. So one of the big pieces of this is nobody believes a word that the government says. They've irradiated us and said, no, it's safe. They've allowed food colors to poison us in our food supply, red dye, blue dye, yellow dye, orange dye, etc. They've allowed that. They've allowed Roundup to invade the entire planet and unchecked. So, and then we have people in the transportation department that don't know what a rotten railroad tie looks like. So we've had derailments. We have entrusted our lives to a system that is absolutely busted. Broken. And we have incompetent nincompoops, imbeciles, and pedophiles running the show. It's got to stop.
You don't
never
use Roundup, do you?
What?
On the farm, you don't use Roundup. Okay.
Of course not. And for years, I've been telling the story about one of our former neighbors. He's not a neighbor anymore because he's dead. And what happened to him, Mike Parsons came over to the farm one day, and Mike Parsons was interested in buying a property that was for sale, a property near us. And so we visited this farmer who took us on a tour, and we were in a little vehicle, and I said, wow, your fence line is absolutely magnificent as compared to ours. Under your barbed wire, there's no weeds, there's nothing. It looks manicured. And he said, well, that's because I spray it. I said, what do you spray it with? He said, well, I spray it with Roundup. How do you do that? Well, I get this backpack, and I put it on, and I ride my four-wheeler, and I spray all along under the lowest strand of barbed wire, and it kills the weeds. It kills the grass. It makes it look great. It looked great, no question about it. And I said, do you wear a respirator? No. Okay. So you're inhaling all this? Well, sometimes. He's dead. He was dead within 2 years. And he's not the only guy. So, no, we don't use Roundup. We don't use any of those chemicals. We don't use commercial fertilizer. As a matter of fact, I've been working really a lot of hours on the campground so that we can open it. And I sent a picture to Kathy. He was asking about the campground. So I sent her a picture of the pond where we fish. Here's, quote, here's what she said. Quote, Vince, what a beautiful campground. It is just magnificent. I know the people will love the view. It looks so peaceful. That's what Kathy said, USA Prepares instructor. And I wasn't mining for compliments. I just sent her a picture of what we've accomplished around the pond, you know, cleaning up the stickers and things like that so people could, you know, walk in there. So, no, we don't. I guess I could have used Roundup and made it a lot easier and wouldn't have to spend days and days and days, you know, hauling thorn locusts out of the area so people wouldn't get wounded by these 3-inch long thorns on these locust trees and other thorn bushes. But no, we don't use that, and we don't want to. And our farm, Bert, you know, is called Natural Farms. We don't call it Natural Farms, you know, the way the government misuses words. We call it Natural Farms because it is a natural farm. Bert, did you hear about Ford? And they've got some new patents.
I was going to have breaking news on that. Yes, I have. In fact, do you want to discuss it now or wait till after the break? Because I had another.
Well, let's just, you don't have to play that. By the way, we might, don't play any music or any sounds that could be attributed to others because the government's really not happy with that. But yeah, if you want to talk about Ford, I think it'd be great. What have you found?
Well, Vince, monitoring patents, it turns out that, and, you know, when you file for a patent, it becomes public when the patent application gets disclosed after a period of time. And so, Vince, listen to this. Ford has technology that they're patenting that will allow, well, Vince, it'll allow the car to stop if you haven't made your payment. They're not sure how they're going to implement it, but they part of the patent, part of the claims, they can have aggravating beeping. They can have you remotely shut down your radio or air conditioning while you're driving. It can lock you out of the vehicle. I guess that's maybe two missed payments. Ceaselessly beep. These are all part of the claims. So for a class, the way a patent basically lists the key things in reading a patent is the claims, because everything else is just background, what the claim says, and so they can have claims for different things that get shut down. And this is all, Vince, because the cars are electronic now. So because they have control of your car and because there's a data link to your car, they can get in there and do things. So it can aid in having, you know, your car stop and then alert where it is so it can be repossessed. It can, they claim they're not sure at all what they're going to want to do. But Vince, if they didn't want to do it, would they bother to put it in the patent? I mean, do you think Ford would want to have a patent that they'd never use, but they'd licensed to Lexus, for instance, to collect royalties? Seems like it's probably something they're at least contemplating doing to, I guess people that haven't made their payments. Now, if it's a stolen car, I think, you know, we can all agree that's a good thing, right? But who has control over this? So, yes, Vince, breaking news, and it was in Ford's pretty large patent application that Ford had submitted.
Yeah, and you mentioned something really interesting. I've never been in a corporate setting where someone wanted to do something that costs money that the accountants, the department heads involved didn't look at and say, what a great idea. You know, we can sell that, or we can use that, or that's to our advantage, or that's idiotic. Why would we spend money on that? So companies typically don't spend money on things that they don't think are viable in some way, shape, or form. So as you mentioned, maybe they could license it and get royalties from another car company like Lexus or BMW or whomever. It seems to me that these are new ways of invading us and controlling us. So if you're thinking about, would it really stop at the radio? Frankly, who cares? I mean, really, radio and class, I think we are in radio right now. We are at the epicenter of free speech here at Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. But for the most part, radio's lousy. Music radio is intolerable. The bumbling fools that they have behind the microphone on most AM and FM stations, you know, when they speak, the only time they open their mouth is to change feet. These guys are imbeciles. It's nauseating listening to the typical radio personality on music or talk radio. I'm not talking about GCN. I'm talking about everybody.
Jake
else
was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First with us, patent holder, radio frequency designer, electronics designer, CEO and member of the board of directors of corporations. Bert, you know, I was thinking about USA Prepares and who we are. I think it's entirely possible and probable that USA Prepares is the only broadcast without, I'm talking about full-time broadcast, without any sponsors, without any revenue stream, where everybody is a volunteer and nobody gets paid in any way, shape, or form. Not soliciting any funds. There's no give USA Prepares money. We don't accept, well, I should say, currency. We don't accept currency. We don't accept gifts. We don't accept anything. And as a matter of fact, I've been offered to have someone sponsor us. And I talked about it with the family, and I said, so we have an offer to be sponsored here at USA Prepares. What do you all think? And my family said the same thing that I thought. We're completely independent. We're not beholden to anyone. We don't have to do things that we don't want to do. We do what we think is right, period. And because we don't have any sponsors, meaning the faculty, USA Prepares, all of us, because of that, we are not controlled. And would we give that up for funds? The answer is no. That's the answer. But do you have any comments about that?
No, it makes sense. But then on the other hand, we could probably increase our back office and probably the front office, too, if we had a little bit of funding. So, I mean, you can look at it two ways, because money does drive the economy, and a bigger budget, we could probably, do a better job. So,
what would a bigger budget be? Maybe $1.50? That would be a bigger budget.
Yeah, and then the question is, what are you giving up? Who would the sponsor be? I don't know. You know, maybe there's a sponsor out there that we wouldn't have to give up our ethics or certainly our independence. But, I don't think it'll be Ford or Tesla, Vince. But, maybe there's somebody out there.
You know, Ford did some really great, great things. Henry Ford standardized doors. He standardized production. He created the modern assembly line. So before Henry Ford, every door had to be hand fitted to every piece of automotive equipment. You just couldn't go to the store and buy a door.
Well,
it had to be fitted.
Yeah,
because they're all different sizes.
Well, the other thing, Vince, is until Henry Ford, when you manufactured a car, a team would go together and build the car up from ground floor and pass it through, and then they'd build another car. And Henry Ford wanted to get the price of cars down, and he realized there had to be a more efficient way to manufacture it. So he changed that all around. Instead of having everybody building one car at a time, he created the modern, basically invented the modern assembly line so that one worker would put in the, lower the motor into the car. Another worker would put in a suspension device, and it would move down the conveyor belt and come out the other end. And they realized they were, doubly, tripling, quadrupling their efficiency by going on an assembly line. So Vince, I think your granddad's 49 Ford pickup truck, I don't think they had any telematics or data link that could disable the car or shut down the electronic keys. Of course, there were no electronic keys or door locks then. I don't think the accelerators back then were electric, so you couldn't turn off the accelerator. So I wonder what Henry Ford would think if he was reading this patent application that, it says right here in the patent, disabling such components causes additional level of discomfort for a driver and occupants to the vehicle. That's a quote from the patent application, Vince. So Wes Sherwood, a spokesman for Dearborn, Michigan-based Ford, said the company had no plans to deploy this. Ford was granted over 1,000 patents in 2022, and it encourages a culture of innovation. That was their statement.
Yeah. Yeah, so what company is in the business of creating disincentives for a customer to buy, as well as Ford? What company?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Two consecutive life sentences was given to convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh by Judge Clifton Newman.
I don't question at all the decision of the state not to pursue the death penalty. All right, Mr. Murdoch, I sentence you to the State Department of Corrections on each of the murder indictments in the murder of your wife, Maggie Murdoch. I sentence you for the term of the rest of your natural life for the murder of Paul Murdoch. I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life.
SpaceX Crew 6 astronauts have arrived to the International Space Station. This is USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys?
When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. You mentioned Ford and Henry Ford, Henry Ford number one. And class, Ford manufactured the Sherman, not all of them, but manufactured Sherman tanks for the U.S. military during World War II. They did. And we were able to out-manufacture every other country that had tanks. We could build them faster and more. And the problem that the enemy had with us was our tanks weren't the best. But we had more of them. So if we were going up against a Panzer or a Tiger tank, and we had five of our Shermans surrounding a Panzer or a Tiger, we won.
Yeah, and Ben Saul.
That's the way it worked. Ford. We were number one.
Yeah, Ford manufactured the.
You know, I've said. We've got a delay here, Bert. I'll fix it in just a second, but okay. About 2 second delay. But here, when I look up from underneath a Ford vehicle, not all of them, but some of them, I keep saying the same thing. If it takes four bolts to hold a part on to a vehicle, Ford figures out how to do it with three bolts. And that's not always the case. But if you look at the Ford Pinto with that extra long bolt by the gas tank, and if the Pinto was rear-ended, the car sometimes would be engulfed in flames and people died because they didn't put the right size bolt on or trying to cut costs. But it looks to me, when I look at a Ford vehicle, that they keep trying to cut costs. And to have a group of people thinking about ways of forcing customers to pay for the product, which is way overpriced, why would they think about that? Why would they do that? Who would be of the mindset to think of, let's inflict discomfort on our customers should they not pay the finance company or the bank? And here's the interesting thing. Ford Lightning vehicles, the truck, the electric truck, the Ford pickup truck, that's an EV. Dealers, not all, but some dealers have raised the price of, let's say, the list manufacturer's suggested retail prices, let's say $100,000, which is insanity all by itself. Some dealers have raised that price to $130,000. An enormous markup. So the CEO of Ford is at war with some dealerships. And there are threats going back and forth. Y'all don't come in line if you just keep taking advantage and fleecing our collective customers. Then we aren't going to provide the number of vehicles for y'all to sell. And if you keep fleecing customers, we are going to force you to pay fees in order to receive electric vehicles for your dealership. So now there's a war going on right now between Ford Manufacturing, Ford Motor Company, the manufacturer, and the dealers who sell them. Because the dealers took advantage of the customers, Ford's trying to protect their reputation, meaning the reputation of Ford, and they're at war. So really, where's the problem? The problem is on both ends. Ford has made their vehicles so complicated that it's impossible for the shade tree mechanic to fix them, the new ones. And the dealers are fleecing the customers, charging too much for limited inventory. And frankly, this EV or hybrid technology, it's not new. The Owen Magnetic automobile was manufactured in 1915 in New York City. It was a magnetic drive with a gasoline engine and electric motor powering the wheels. The first, one of the first hybrids. I believe Porsche might have even made, Ferdinand Porsche might have made an electric hybrid even before that. Bert, any comments? This is not new technology.
Yeah, no, electric vehicles, like I've said many times, if it hadn't been for a push to use gasoline by the oil companies, we might have been never used gasoline and had used electricity all the way. By the way, just a little fact here. You mentioned Ford and their tanks. Ford also took over manufacture of the B-24 Liberator, Vince, and they built a factory in record time in Michigan, and this factory was able to produce one B-24 bomber every hour. And this is the Willow Run, famous Willow Run assembly plant in Michigan. They built the plant in record time, and they were under contract from Consolidated, and they were building more B-24s than the original manufacturer of it at one point. I don't know what happened to all those airplanes. I suppose a lot of them were shot. shot down and the rest were junked. We do, on Memorial Day in here in Silicon Valley, we have a naval air base that is still in operation. And there's a group, and I forget their name, that flies some of these old warbirds, B-24s, B-17s, P-51s, and they have a spectacular air show every year. And Vince, you can also pay to go on a B-17 or a B-24 and fly around the area. So pretty interesting. B-24 was a great bomber, by the way.
No. As you mentioned this, I was thinking about what it would be like today to try to set up a factory to run really, really hyper-efficiency. I don't think we could do it. I think the government would be in the way. I think there would be so much government supervision that the first committee would have trouble meeting. The first committee. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. The government gets everything wrong, 100% of the time. They get everything wrong.
Yeah, other than fighting fires and national defense and highway system, I'm not sure what else we really need the government for. A lot of people say education, but looks like private education has been doing a better job the last many years than public education. That's
homeschooling blows away. Homeschooling blows away public education. I've said for years, publicly and privately, you can tell a homeschool student from 100 feet away. If you've never seen that person before, you can tell a homeschool student from 100 feet away. Number one, they're not fidgeting. They're not looking down at their phone. They're not crying and whining. And they're not saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. They're not saying, look at me. They are actually concentrating and have the ability to concentrate and focus on things wherever they are. And it's amazing that you can take a parent who is not schooled in education and have a better outcome with a non-education trained parent. Education meaning trained to be a teacher. You can have a better outcome than someone who goes to the public training camp and is educated by the professionals, the licensed educators. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And it costs over $11,000 a year here in Missouri, and we're one of the to babysit a person from kindergarten through 12th grade. Literally takes that much money. And Bert, when you went to school, when I went to college, you know, the years that you spent in college, the years that I spent in college, you could go to college for about $5,000 a year. $20,000 would do the whole ticket for a top 40 university education. Not anymore. There are some states and some counties where it costs more than that to send a child to kindergarten for one year. Literally.
Yeah. Well, the other problem is, when we went to school, there were mostly teachers everywhere and very few administrators. Now that's flipped. So you have more administrators than teachers in a lot of the schools, and certainly that's the case in universities. There's way more administrators than there are professors. So, you know, why did that happen? I think it's sort of like the law of unintended consequences. We gave a lot of additional methods of financing a college education, and I think the intentions were good to encourage more people to go to school, but that just created more money that went to go to these universities, and they just would build buildings and hire people and take all that money. And it's, you know, you can look at the last 30 years that tuitions at colleges and universities have increased way faster than the average rate of inflation, and that was because of all, you know, that's economics 101, Vince. That was because of all the money we threw at it. Intentions might have been good, but it wasn't implemented very well.
Bert, when my dad started his career in education, he was a teacher and a principal simultaneously.
Wow!
So he was in They were called teaching principals.
What did he teach?
He taught science, and so he taught chemistry and physics. And he was a a principal at the same time. So that's when money went a little farther. And he got paid, I think, about $2,800 a year. Now we pay superintendents of school systems about, and sometimes principals, around $100,000 to $200,000 or more. Some superintendents are making more than that.
All they do is
administrate. They don't teach.
Yeah.
They have PhDs. My father was 6 credits short of his PhD, and he decided he was ready to finish it. I mean, just 6 more months and he'd be done. And he decided, no, what for? What for? Just to have a PhD after his name? What? Or an EDD? Why do that? So he didn't do it. But he literally taught and ran the school at the same time for $2,800 a year. Bert, I'm looking at society. Nothing I can think of is working very well. I keep getting, and you might get them from where you went to school also. I'm talking about the university. But from the university I went to, they keep telling me they're getting close, just a little bit more, and they'll reach their billion-dollar goal, you know, for their endowment. A billion. And they're trying to make me feel guilty to contribute to their vision of having $1 billion. Do you get anything like that in the mail from where you went to school?
Probably more than ever, Vince. I went to 2 universities, actually 3 universities, and I get it from all of them, Vince. And the problem is, I mean, I appreciate everything they did. I had a great experience, but it really troubles me the way they're expanding these universities with buildings they don't need, and more important, as I said, that just so many layers of administration, and it seems like you can just get right down to all you really need is a professor and a class and, you know, someone ultimately to administer the paycheck for the professors and their, you know, the different things they get with being a professor. But you don't need so many administrators basically telling the professors what they're supposed to be teaching.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that the university that you went to built a new library back in the 70s, and it's sinking. It's sinking in the ground because someone forgot to calculate in the weight of the books.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, really, that's a true story about where Bert went to school for his bachelor's in science degree, that they built a new library around the time that Bert attended the university and graduated from the university. And by the way, there's this term, attended. People say that they attended such and such a school. That doesn't mean they graduated from that school. That just means that maybe they lasted a day or maybe more. But graduating from a university is different from attending a university. So, Bert, where you went to school, and I'm not going to mention the name of it, and I'm not going to mention the name where I went to school, but they have a campaign to raise $1.5 billion. I'm looking at the propaganda. Is a campaign to raise $1.5 billion in philanthropy for the university. It is our ability to impact people, to change the trajectory of students' lives and careers, and to advance faculty research and innovation that benefit the whole world. They go on to say, "Yeah, I think that the purpose of education is so that to change the trajectory." I don't know about that. I think the students need to figure that out. But they say that in their propaganda, that 83% of the students that went to school where you received your bachelor's degree received some form of financial support. 83%.
Yeah.
Are on the dole.
Yeah. Hey, Vincent, in the few minutes we have left, I want to talk about this news story. Last week at San Mateo, which is a local town here in Silicon Valley, customers were eating their lunch at the Chinese restaurant known as the Little Hunan Restaurant on De Anza Boulevard in San Mateo, Vince, last week. And Vince, you know what drove through the window while these customers were eating their lunch? Take a guess of what spontaneously drove itself through the window of the Little Hunan restaurant.
How many guesses do I get?
How about 0.5?
A Tesla.
A Tesla, Vince, and the lady driving it, well, they're not given the complete report, but she says she was distracted doing other things. I guess other than driving. So it doesn't say it here in the news, but it sounds like the Tesla drove itself into the window of the Little Hunan restaurant on De Anza Boulevard. And Vince, I don't know what the customers thought when this Tesla drove up to the table next to them. I guess if I was going to be polite, I'd offer the lady driving a cup of tea and ask if she was okay.
And Buford Pusser would introduce her to a Louisville Slugger baseball bat.
They say no one was harmed, but Vince, the Tesla does not. Well, let's say that it's not as long as it used to be. There's not the whole front of the car. Remember, there's no big, huge, you know, motor and filled up in the front hood of a Tesla. So it's crunched to less than half its size. This car.
Are you getting closer to the realization that Elon Musk is a detriment to society by unleashing these electric missiles?
Well, they got to work on it, Vince, and the self-driving is just not ready for prime time. The amazing thing, looking at this car, you would figure she would be dead. She walked away. I mean, probably had a cup of tea as she departed the restaurant, but car is trashed. I mean, but the safety part of protecting the driver, I guess, worked really well. Looking at the back of the car, the very back is still sticking at the outside of the window on the sidewalk, and the back of the car looks fine. You'd never know it was in an accident. If you look at the front of it, it's just completely crunched in, and I guess they have a pretty good crash system, and I'm sure the airbags are all deployed. But the lady walked out of it, and she was not injured, nor were any of the patrons that were eating their lunch while the car drove in next to them.
Well, you know that there were, aside from physical injuries, there were other injuries, like economic injuries. So, for example, these Teslas are driving up the insurance costs for everybody. There, I mean, these, when people get killed by a Tesla, crashing into nouns, persons, places, and things, stationary objects, things like that. There are costs associated with the damage that they do. And the insurance companies end up paying, and then we end up paying higher insurance premiums because of these Tesla drivers. They got to be stopped. This has to be stopped. So the best way to stop these Teslas is to say, you want to drive a Tesla? No problem. The insurance premium is 1,000x. Whatever it costs for someone who actually pays attention behind the wheel will be 1,000 times lower than someone who is not paying attention. And pretty soon, that will limit the amount of Teslas on the road. And by the way, your buddy Elon, he wanted to implant a Neuralink system in a human. And the government said, no, you ain't gonna do it.
I heard of that technology many years ago.
Well, you and I pioneered it, literally. We pioneered it in 1980, April 1st, 1980, as a joke, right?
That'll last in 3 weeks.
Sounds great. Bert, thank you so much.
You got it.
See you next week.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.